Code of First Amendment, site violation law, myself, I think that. You ready, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. That's called meeting order. We do have a quorum, no absentees.
Order at 7:06 on the dot.
On the dot. And everybody has the minutes from the meeting, 6:24 attached. Anybody have any questions? Anyone want to make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes. Okay. Existing violations, there's really nothing there. There's some loose.
Good evening.
Hello.
Which one looks like warning? So we have some additional roof.
Roof cleaning, and with the vacant homes, there's some backyards that are starting to get a little, the grass is getting high.
Anything being done with the house, the abandoned house in 850 99th Avenue?
The one where the ceiling fell in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that, is that the one that...
That I sent you the number
to,
on?
Yeah, that he's going to, the phone number or for third-party entry?
No, the phone number. But if there was an issue, remember I sent you
yes,
a phone?
Yes, but I think that someone had asked us, if I'm not mistaken, to have a third-party entry to go in and clean it up just one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Who did you call for that?
No, I'm saying, I think someone called my office. To have it cleaned
because
up.
Because there was a sticker on the front door.
Right.
A posted sticker.
Yeah, it had a number.
Right.
A number to call in case there was an emergency or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
it's
that.
There was
something.
I concerns. Think it was a relocating company.
Yeah, concerns.
Was it a bad smell coming from
it?
Yeah. No, it was a bad smell.
Was called there and they said there was nothing that could be done?
They were going to send somebody out to clean it.
Oh, okay.
Was
so... Yeah, but it smelled. It smelled bad.
Too close to the door, but she said there was an odor coming from the door.
They don't know if it's been done.
I personally haven't checked. I've been
not inside. I don't know about the inside, and I'm
someone
outside.
In the house because they closed the grate. The vertical
right.
Happy home.
Okay. I hate to do
but
that.
That hasn't happened.
Then, Terry, the number that you gave us, we notified them to get information to send. Violations to and also the like up to date so they could get in you know payments and we haven't heard from anybody but something was mailed to them.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, but
to
I don't
that,
know.
To that phone number? To the
so, well, we called the phone number. We got an address.
It's
a relocation company or the real estate company handling it for the bank.
Okay, so you sent a letter to them requesting
just asking them just giving them the to clean up the front and back of the property.
For all the
violations. And then also an updated ledger.
Okay. So that you know who the to send stuff to.
Okay. Other than that, there's really nothing there in the violation. Any questions on that? Anybody? I know three of us don't have questions.
No.
Okay. Master Association.
There was a meeting on July 9th, and we basically talked about the landscaping that's happening. There's a few plants that have died along the fence of Q4. That'd be the viburnum. That's not a good plant, but the city suggested they put that in. So there's a couple... Dead. So we basically talked about that, and We did talk about the budget, because that's coming up in the next few months, so the amount we pay them is going to stay the same. It's just the line items inside the budget will be different, you know, based on where we move money around. It's going to be the same amount, though. So we didn't approve the budget, but we discussed, you know, different line items and what we should do and, you know, future projects and... And let's see what else.
So the cost will be the same?
Cost will be the same, yeah. The same monthly payment that we make to them is the same, just that the line items of the budget will be different. And we talked about the different contracts and, you know, what we should do on each one and...
So it's not going to go up next year?
It's not going to go up, no. It's going to stay the same. The next meeting's in October, it'll be October 7th, which is a Wednesday. That's basically it. It wasn't too much.
So no changes to the contract?
Yeah, well, not at this time. No, we just talked about money of the budget, where it should be, all the categories, kind of like what we do, where we say this is what it should be, this is what it was, it really should be this amount.
Right.
So it would more reflect what it actually is. That's basically it.
Okay, good. Okay, financials.
You caught up there, Sherry?
Yeah.
For it, okay.
On page 9 of your package is the balance sheet as of July 31st. There was $30,125.39 in the operating account and $80,212.99 in your reserve account. The total in your respective accounts is $110,338.38. And your accounts receivable was $35,665.26. And yeah, that number, if you want to look at page 14, or sorry, starting at page 13, that's people who owe you money. This is the 35,000 represents people that are prepaid and owe money. So it's really not, it's not 35,000 is not what's owed. It's actually a little bit more that's owed because there are prepaids that are mixed into that number.
And 19,806,
well, prepaid. So you have 35,665.26 in maintenance receivable and 1,445 in prepaid assessments. So,
it's almost 36,000 right there.
Where is that number?
1,000 in your prepaids is $1,445. It's on page 9 of the balance sheet, or page 9.
Okay.
And your maintenance receivable is $35,665.
Yeah.
They're going to be growing. I mean,
oh my God.
You have projections until the beginning of 2009. Is that you're not going to start seeing as much moving now. After 2010, maybe the cash will be allotted to the banks and they'll be able to start closing on some of these, and because the banks don't want them. We do know that the one that we talked about earlier in Sherry's cul-de-sac that has closed, and or that hasn't closed, but banks take title to it. But other than that, I mean, they're just sitting out there. They don't want
the foreclosed homes.
Yep.
And the ones that banks will be taking over soon.
Well, the projection is not until 2010, and then in 2010, as money becomes freer, and the banks will, you know, be able to lend money out. They'll be looking at taking some of these properties back, but between now and then, they say no, and they say that when you're projecting your budgets for 2010, you really have to have a very, you know, firm number for a bad debt write-off. So, because you're probably...
So, in other words, the banks are just saying... Of yours.
Right.
They're not taking out. It's in that limbo where nobody is owning it.
Correct. It is a.
There's no way to make them take title. I mean, they foreclosed on these houses. How can they not?
Well, they haven't foreclosed. That's why they haven't taken title yet. So right now they're still in the owner's name. So until they actually take title, once they take title, they have, they're responsible to pay the maintenance.
Right.
But prior to that, they're only responsible for 12 months.
That's why they're dragging their feet.
Right, they're dragging their feet because they don't want it.
Yep.
And the, you know, the.
Ridiculous.
So Florida, California, and Arizona have the worst. Someone had, you know, we've always been there, but, you know, even New York at one time was right there, but, you know, now Arizona's kind of bumped in and taken over.
So like we have to build in the debt?
You're going to have to carry a line for bad debt. I mean.
That's what I suggested.
Financials.
Right, that's what I suggested. I had it at about $20,000, but now we know it's even more.
Yeah, it's 36 right now.
36, right. I had it at 20. Because a few months ago, I sent out a proposed budget of what we were doing.
Yeah, by the end of the year, it's probably going to be closer to 40.
I put 20, 40, right. I had it at 20.
So Ken, for these homes that have these bad debt, and they actually make it sold sometime in 2010, are they going to be responsible for any maintenance?
12 months.
12 months of the maintenance.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not very much.
Right.
Some of these are going on 3-4 years not paying.
Right.
That's why I put it in the newsletter last time. I can put it in again. I mean, we'll have a newsletter coming up.
Might as well chalk it up to nothing in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had, this check was, I think we double paid them.
No, actually we did not.
We didn't?
No, that's for, is that the one for all counties?
All counties, yeah.
Yeah, Terry said that what the memo was incorrect, she gave me the backup. They bill ahead, so this is for July and for August.
All right.
And, let's see. Sorry, what are the papers that you just handed me, Chris? Okay. This is for July and August. And it only says July here, but it is for August. So if you add the two amounts, that's what it's for.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah. I think that was the one that questioned. Robert, he had sent me an email, and I had sent it to Terry in my office, and I think he was dealing with Terry on it. And so right before this afternoon, she came to me and she said that this was actually for July and August, because they do bill a month ahead.
It's weird, though. I'll have to look. Because I had gone month by month and said, here's the check for this month, here's the check for that month, here's the check for this month, and then asked her.
And you were up to date as of August?
Yeah. I don't get it. And she said, yeah.
Well, check your records. Just hold it. Yeah.
I'm going to hold it for now. I'll turn it in. And the master, we're one ahead, so we're not going to pay them this month. But all the other checks will turn in. I'm going to hold that check.
Well, you hold on to it. We've always been a month ahead with the master because
right.
Remember.
You never paid them in the beginning of the year.
No, we on purpose. Because
okay.
We were, you had said that you didn't want to go to a meeting and where they say that the quatrain hadn't paid. And so we were always paying a month ahead. Because sometimes if they don't get to you on time, we just wanted to make sure. So you can hold on to it. We'll continue doing it this way. But at least you'll always have a check so you can.
Right, I can check with Thelma.
First day,
yeah, but they're not, you know, real strict. But it's about the beginning of the month. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to double check this one. But yeah, okay.
All right, anything else on the financials? Question? Weeping?
Yeah, weeping.
Weeping on the financials?
Actually, I got one thing to add before you go on. I talked to Ruben, and he wanted to see if we could give him 1 hour more. He's lost hours on, you know,
other jobs. What do we pay him an hour? Do you know?
Well, the invoice was, I think we're paying, Robert, the one that you were putting in there for all counties.
It's $985 a month.
Right.
It goes up and down, but it's basically $1,000 a month.
So.
And he works how many? He works 3 hours a day?
I think it's
3 days a week?
So. Oh, is he three? I thought he was 4 hours.
No, yeah, he's every day.
Is every day, is 5 days?
It's 5 days.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
So 55 hours, you figure it's probably $12 a night or something. Because I don't see any of the bills, I don't know what he makes. But he asked me if I, and I said, well, I said, we have a meeting tonight, I said, I'll ask, I can't promise you anything.
He did come to Chris and I, he needs the hours, and so he's looking, he's gonna have to look for another job. If we don't give him an extra hour, or if he can find with the same service or another service where it may be, because he's, right now, he's split between your place and another place.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't go to a third place in the course of the 40-hour work week, so.
Right.
But I'll find out from all county how much we pay him, and how much that would represent on a monthly basis.
I mean, the only thing, I'll go to bat for him on, in the fact that he comes every day.
Mm-hmm. He does do a good job. I was watching him over the summer when I was off.
Yes.
He's a good worker.
Yeah, he really does a good job cleaning up, wiping down signs, wiping down mailboxes.
Yeah, he's kept it up really well.
Otherwise, I mean, sometimes you get a maintenance guy, guy don't show up, you know, I mean, you know the history.
Exactly.
So he wants an extra hour of every day?
Yeah.
He's responsible.
5 hours a week.
So that's $60 a week.
Yeah.
But we can, I mean, we'll find out, and we'll send you guys an email.
It's exactly how much it represents.
Yeah, just let us know what hour it is.
Yeah, and then you guys can, over the email, make a decision if you, I didn't promise my answer, I'll just bring it up to you guys. The other thing, I found out today that the health inspector wants a pool door on the pool equipment change, because it's, I went there today, you open it, the three falls out, and it's all corroded, and...
The jam is okay, but the door has to be...
The jam is kind of screwed up as well.
I saw a locksmith's truck parked there today.
Yeah, they were doing the locks on the back. We can't some locks on the back.
So is the door jam rotted? Is that what they're saying, or the door's rotted?
The door itself, when it goes into the jam, is...
So the whole frame and the door has to be replaced?
Yeah, we'll try and shoot for just the door, but maybe the frame might have to, but I'll get a...
And this is into the, where the motor is, right?
Yeah.
That little motor room?
Yeah, because most of the times inspectors are ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not gonna lift up the door, the pool guy, he don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't have any problems with it, but the inspector, we were told, probably weighs 90 pounds and can't get the door open.
They just want to turn the key and open, they don't want to play with it. Mm-hmm.
This is the city health inspector?
No, for the county.
County.
County?
Yeah.
And so they want us to do one on the lock?
Replace the door.
The door or the door and frame.
On the pool bathroom, both of them?
No.
Not on the bathrooms, on the...
For the pump room.
Yeah, pump room. I couldn't think of what it was called.
It's okay. Complete sentences for each other. So is it the door or the door and frame? Okay.
That's something I'll get a couple of prices on. I'll email it to you guys can make a decision, but we have to do that, we can't wait for the next...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the county, we're not gonna start paying fines.
So we're waiting for...
I'll get a couple of prices, and then we'll...
And they just called us this afternoon.
Speaking of fines, did we ever replace those trees? Did they go in, those three trees?
No.
Why not?
Five trees.
The ones for Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that goes back and forth, so you wanna take that one?
Potter's.
Did we already pay for them?
No.
Well, no, we paid, there's a deposit on them.
Yeah.
And the thing is we can't say to Potter's, screw you, we're going with somebody else, because they pulled the permit. And so, and which I don't really quite understand, I don't think the city would care one way or the other who's replacing your trees, but...
I'll call them tomorrow, I'll tell them that the city is on our case, and they want it done, they're gonna start finding us.
Well, we got a check here for the 30% that they're requesting before they begin, for the live oak, is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
So they want this up front, and then they're gonna put the trees in, and then we pay them the remainder.
But they already have a deposit, you're saying.
We signed the, originally...
The contract.
We signed the contract, and they wanted the...
And we put it on hold.
Well, yeah, and then we did the deposit, but the deposit was like, I wanna say 5%, just because that's what Nina Potter wanted. wanted. Then the, is that the check, Robert, you have there?
Yes.
How much is that one for?
$600.
Right. Well, yeah, because the whole, everything all together was like $1,750 or $1,800.
$1,414.
So.
Well, it'd be $2,000 total.
Right, because I was going to say they had to add another tree, right?
There, because I only knew of four, but they asked me for five locations.
So the city's requiring them to add that fifth tree. Remember the originally?
Right.
So they're requiring that fifth tree.
Yeah, I don't care. I gave the locations, so.
And we can take care of those other trees that people have problems in the driveway.
Until we take care of that.
So are they just not doing it because they want one of them?
No.
They're
requiring the 30% upfront.
Right.
It's like what they were doing the landscape thing. Maybe he's a pain in the ass with the business.
But that wasn't for $600?
Uh-huh.
Of $2,000.
Of $2,000.
Right. But in the beginning, they weren't holding it up for a deposit.
They were
they were busy. They were just kind of keeping us at bay because they were busy. Now they're not busy, so now they want to move on it, but they're not going to move unless they get their money.
They want
five.
But originally it was supposed to be four, now it's five. And the city, Keith, is making them replace that fifth tree.
Once those trees are in, the people who are having problems with the driveway, then we can address it, but they won't allow us to do anything on that side.
Yeah, I know. They won't give us another permit.
Because the permits have to be closed.
Yeah, I understand that. And we've...
That's the last we're doing with projects, because I can't stand working with those people.
Very impatient.
Mayor, just make sure I got this. We signed a contract with Potter and gave them a deposit. When was that?
2008, like May.
In 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we put it on hold.
Yeah, we were the ones who put it on hold.
We're the ones who said, let's hold off until the city breathes down our neck.
Okay, and they pulled the permit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still open, which is why they're coming back. The city probably said...
Because the permit's going to expire.
Okay, so they pulled the permit and to remove the four dead trees, and now the city wants...
Us to replace five.
Okay.
And then the last thing, I'll jump ahead just a little bit, the pavers. I looked around in the sheds, and we don't have any.
No. I didn't think we had any extras.
I didn't think we had any extras either. We just need to...
There's some broken ones.
Yeah,
though.
It's not a big job. You're talking about over...
Yeah, by the pool, back against the...
And there's one in the entrance way, too, on the left-hand side. And
I mean, we're talking maybe four or five.
I know when I had my paver patio put in, they put concrete around the edge to hold the pavers in. These pavers are moving at the edge, and somebody's going to get hurt. They're going to break a ankle or something.
I'm going to need one in from the back pavers.
They either need to glue them down or
something.
You can't glue on the sand, honey.
I know. Well, they got to do something. Somebody's going to get hurt.
I know what you mean.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that's why they're broken, because I think they moved and somebody was standing on them and it probably cracked them.
Well, one of them I think will be able to get, should be able to match them in there. It's not an old
game.
Yeah.
They got to do something with that, though,
because
they're moving.
I thought we might have a couple. I looked around. I thought we might have a couple lying anyway.
I knew we didn't. We should have had them leave some extras.
Yeah, we should have, in hindsight. But they're regular.
Yeah,
you can buy them anywhere.
Are they still in business, the company we
Brad?
Use?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's a big company.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I'll get that. That's not a biggie.
Okay.
That's all I got. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Doing the sprinklers, I don't know for what reason, but a lot of people are doing their backyards now.
What do you mean, do it?
You know, because we don't do the backyards. Fix the sprinklers in the backyard. But we're getting calls now. People want to sprinkle the sprinklers.
Why? It's been raining.
It's supposed to be.
I have no idea. No, not in the backyards. We don't do sprinklers.
Yes, you are.
Yes, it's supposed to.
Yes.
Yep.
It's part of a single system. It's not like to relocate stuff.
If it's to relocate and they're putting something in their backyard.
Yeah.
But no, relocating, you build them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about that. Okay. But I'm just saying that normally...
If they're going to put pavers in or something and they want to cap it off or relocate it, that's their
expense. I don't know.
So they're asking you to relocate these people that are calling you or saying they need relocating
stuff? Some people, a lot of people lock the gates, you can't even get in.
Right.
So unless somebody calls and they want it, then we do. But for some reason, the last 2 months, people have been calling.
Well, the big problem is that we want you to relocate because we want to put in this patio. We have to make sure that
they understand. They paid for it.
Oh, no. Well, like the last time, remember the, I mean, I don't do that unless I check with Jane. Like, remember the last guy in your cul-de-sac?
Right, we
moved him, but yeah, I won't relocate.
Good.
It's a good heads up for us.
As soon as
they ask, you know.
Yeah.
I won't even think of that. I'll say to Jane, as soon as they suggest they want it. But I just thought I'd mention that for some reason.
That's weird.
I don't know. And it hasn't been rented much.
They're stimulating the economy.
I don't know.
Right.
that's all I got.
Okay. Pressure clean sidewalks. We talked about sod replacement. Sorry, I jumped ahead. Sod replacement. All right. Where is this sod?
We weren't asked to get sod.
No. We're talking about replacing sod.
Oh.
Where
is it needed? On the light poles. Around the trees. It's the same old story.
Some of them have gotten pretty wide.
Like 6 feet.
Yeah, some of them have. I agree with that.
Right.
We should probably go around and count.
Poles, trees,
and see. Maybe when we do the walkthrough.
So you're talking about that's the
right.
How many areas, did you count how many areas, or
well,
no?
I didn't do just 98, 99, just on the street.
So just the main drag.
Just the main street,
drag.
Not the whole effect, because that's what you can see when I draw
right,
the
right, exactly.
Those are the biggest ones.
Okay, so he gave you a price for whatever he thought was too wide around
well,
the tree.
Well, he said, well, he went and looked, Mario. He went down and he said, it's 3 pounds of sod to fill in all of it, and they went a smaller circle around
okay.
each.
Oh, okay. So bring it down to a foot circle around it. I gotcha.
Some of those trees, though, like some of them that, you know, what, there's a lot of shade.
The root, yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Because I know that
I'll talk to Mario and see if he can't go. Because normally he would say, there's a 5 foot sod here, it's going to die in a month.
Right.
Yeah, because we've replaced the sod on Ninth Court. Numerous times.
And it's just, one on a light pole was just...
Yeah, there's some right here. Some of the range is huge.
It has nothing to do with the shade.
No.
Or room.
No, I mean, you're right.
All right. We'll look on it. Are we doing violation Sunday?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, Tuesday is the first, so we can either do it this Sunday or the following Sunday. But I think we did it a couple days early last week.
We did.
Month, so we
yeah.
should probably
we should
do it this Sunday.
So we'll check
the following weekend.
I was going to say,
oh, yeah, that's right. We don't want to do it then.
The bid, and then he wanted to call for a discussion before anybody seconds it. But I mean, to me, the amount of money
yeah.
going to is really
yeah,
really
it's
small.
Very, yeah, it's very
so
small.
I would like to move that we accept this bid for this.
For Native Son, for $7.95.
Right, for Native Son.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Pressure clean sidewalks. I see you have two bids attached.
One is on page 20, and the other one's on page 21. We have JP report from Hydro Tech. It was the one who did your sidewalks, I believe, in. I don't remember if it's 2008, 2007.
What was it,
Hydrotech? And it's $2,750. It's a little less than he charged the last time. And
It says the interior sidewalks.
And by the...
And out front, too, right? On Cleary? In front of the property, because that's where it's bad too, from the trees, in like one long area there.
It was the front of the property. No, it was inside the property and along the canal. I don't remember if we did in front of the property. I think that was the master.
That's the master.
Oh,
that's
the master.
They do that on the cycle.
Yeah.
They don't do the.
Yeah, we don't do the front.
I didn't realize that.
So here's what.
But we do the lake.
As around the lake.
So this includes around the lake?
Yes, it does.
Now, is this just water, or is this water with?
It's hot water.
It's hot water.
It's hot water?
He has that, you know, machine that makes it hot.
Hydrotech. We used it before.
JP Labor. And then I have a price from Abe Rodriguez from R Maintenance. And he had come out and taken a look at the property and, you know, came up with approximately the same square footage. He doesn't have a hot machine, the hot water, though. But he, you know, has the same equipment, you know, the equipment that he, you know, certainly, he pressure cleans, but not with the hot equipment. So this is just R Maintenance.
Yeah.
3145.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said who was this?
Yeah, no, Abe Rodriguez from R Maintenance.
Right.
That's
$3,145.
Does hot water make that much of a difference, Robert?
Well, it's not chemicals. Normally, it's very like.
But I mean, does it get rid of it quicker?
It did last year. We had it done last year.
Keep it gone longer?
Year and a half.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter, but once the trees hit it, it's gonna.
Yeah, it's the trees.
The trees are gonna, it's the bottle brush trees that do it.
Yeah, I know.
You can't stop it in the summertime.
Well, the humidity's so bad right now, too, which makes it worse.
I know that there's a couple of areas where people say where they're walking that it's slick.
It is slippery. It's very slippery.
Yeah, because all of, there's a bunch of us in here that walk every day, our animals, so, you know.
Yes, after it rains, it's very slippery.
I did a good job before, and it's $400 less.
Making a motion?
I'm making a motion, I'll take the heavy tech.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous.
And the thing in the last page, I put this in, actually, one thing I forgot. We done the sprinklers in the front entrance, and, you know, before we added these tree rollers from trench stations for the rollers, and so nothing died.
Nothing died, no.
In the island where they are landscaped?
Yeah, so.
So now it is getting its own water?
Yeah, it's getting its own water, and so I'm happy about that. I drove around the property, and I just asked Larry, the tree guy, to give us a price on the palm trees. It just, it makes it, when you guys walk around on Sunday, check it out, it's just making the property look very, what's the word?
Messy.
Messy. It just doesn't look.
That's taken off the dead.
Yeah, the palms are.
Yeah.
I know they are.
You have a lot of clean palms, and they're just pretty, you know, they're not self.
He itemized everything down here. You'll see the count of all the trees, and I think it's a pretty good price for all of that work. But I just.
Should we wait till the end of hurricane season, though? Because if we don't, and we get some really bad weather, then we may have more things hanging.
Well, I think the stuff that's already there, that would go anyway. It just check it out when you guys go Sunday.
We'll look at it
Sunday. It just doesn't look.
I agree. We were just trying to find
Larry.
2570 for
the
triple palm tree.
Yeah, he's in house. Grant Chenard, he's the guy that's done the trees for us.
I don't know if he's
been
here before. I think Potter's been last year.
Because we really had
a contract with them to take care of that, right?
We're doing the sidewalks and the other, so that's two projects in 1 month. So
no, we're not going to do it this month.
Spread everything out as all.
Yeah, we're not going to do it in September.
I think
that's the reason I would say to wait.
We
need to spread it out.
I think it's actually better to do it before we get bad weather. So you know how
you think so?
And the bigger the tree, the bigger chances that it'll still go. But Robert has a point. Two projects.
We can only do so much.
Just give maybe a homeowner say that to you guys.
Yeah, we're going to look at it on Sunday.
Yeah, we have
see how bad the trees are.
We have it on the agenda to do.
Okay, and the pavers around the pool you're going to get in touch with.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's going to be a minimum expense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's the contractor that
we're going to do?
Braz.
B-R-A-Z.
Okay.
Braz Pavers. And we already had one AMF, which I passed on to you.
Read it if I have.
Yes. Okay. Hi.
Do you know if the pavers are going to be that expensive?
to see what they, I don't even, I didn't even count to see how many were broken. There might be 10 or 12.
Okay, staying home.
And I gave her a number of the guys that Chris was keeping. That's Rita, right?
Yes, yes. Questions, concerns?
Pool lights are out.
Again?
Again? Around the pool?
Around the pool. I called Karen today.
Yeah, JP was out there all afternoon, and the photocell's working, but the timer is not, and...
He was there when, I don't know if you've seen him, you guys still right there, but he was there, actually. We called him maybe about 20 past six, and he was still there.
Wasn't he just there like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but I think the timer's not holding the time. So the photocell can work, but if the timer doesn't send the power, then so...
Right, so it's not gonna come on.
Because he didn't go in and just replace everything. I'd rather fit, because if it's not the timer, then there's not much point in moving.
Well, how come the lights that are on the pool house, how come they were staying on?
Because he disconnected that was on a photocell.
He probably disconnected it.
He disconnected it because he had to disconnect one in order for the lights around the pool to stay on. And they were on for a while, and then now those are off. Mm-hmm. And so he told me, he sent me an email, I don't know. It's a timer. But it's also, he said that they're old timers. And the photocell, he's replaced the photocell a couple of times, but the timers are old.
Disconnected the photocell, that's why it's staying on?
Yeah, well, once you disconnect it, you just hotwire it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stay on.
So for safety, the graphic is on.
A little something.
So are we thinking we have to replace the timers then on both?
I have.
Or is there only one timer?
It's just one.
There's just one
timer. I didn't hear from him as a...
Okay, so we'll wait to hear from him and see what he recommends.
And he'll send an email, we'll send it everybody so they can decide.
Okay.
I mean, if it's not much, I mean, we'll just have to do it.
Everything's getting old. You know? I mean, 20 years ago, that's how often this has been replaced.
I'd rather him go and try and fix something up and just go and say, hey, we'll play this, we'll play that.
I'd like to ask you, what kind of jurisdiction you have over people whose homes have stuff on the front porch,
you mean knickknacks?
Tatsky's plants, what?
Tatsky's plants, tuck tops, the litter box, empty litter box containers, and empty things that are just sitting there. And
in the backyard or the front yard?
In the front, on the steps, on the porches. Well, there go his thumbnails.
The mess, the landlord.
There's a one that keeps putting his rug out over the fence.
No, they're not supposed to do that.
Weeks and months and the rain.
We prefer to dry.
On the front?
In the back and then...
Yeah, because we walk the back and we walk the front.
Well, the fence is back. It's not always there when it's back.
I was going to say, it's back there when we walk.
On 98, I know what you mean. You know, that rug. That rug is always there. I have the porch from there.
Wait a minute, a pool? Or you mean like a little pond?
No, it's a pool.
Uh-huh. Oh, like a kid's pool?
A kiddie pool.
Okay, okay.
It's fairly large.
Uh-huh, and she has a cover on it?
She has a cover on it, and it just sits with water, and you can see the mosquitoes going at it. And, things like that.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty bad.
Well, some of these people think we live in a third world country.
Well, they look like a third world.
Yeah, doesn't it sometimes? With some of these yard countries. Yeah, I know. And then they think they're still in a third world country.
Yeah, we turn.
We send violations, they're totally ignored.
Or they come down.
No, they took it down.
Yeah, they did take it down. But if it's back up.
I don't remember when we had the laundry drying out of the fence.
Oh,
Yeah, that's the house where the ceiling fell in.
We almost said that to the attorney.
It was ridiculous.
Taking everything and just.
I've done it.
I'd like to go around sometimes and just put something in John's wedding right in front of their front door, you know. It probably would. The people next to me, they continually put out garbage and black bags.
And their neighbors, and don't forget the backyard. Nothing to say, we have no.
The rats.
Maybe a fence or something.
Yeah.
My husband gets that way. Talking to him about it.
We're going to put something in the newsletter again, so we have to remind it every time.
Ignore it and damages property. It's a matter of sending these things to attorneys and lots of attorney fees.
Yes, ridiculous amount of money.
And they know, Leland, that they can really not do anything. You've got to take them to court. I don't know, that one with the kiddie swing, I can just, we can just cut down that branch.
Who are you talking, are you, yeah, I thought that's who you were talking about. Yeah. You know what, we have sent violations to him before for that.
But not for this.
But you know what, when we do the walkthrough, I don't think it's been up.
It's been up for a while.
Yeah, but it's not been up, when we were there last month, it wasn't up.
No. And see, we don't.
And I think that they know that when we come through and they.
Yeah.
They come through.
Have you seen it in the last?
We had to do it the first Sunday of every month.
Okay, so let's try to remember to write one for that.
Yeah, because we used to do it the first Sunday of the month, but everybody started getting on to us, so now we moved it to the last Sunday of the month. So it's kind of like, we're trying to move it around so people can't predict when we're going to be out. Because they do remove stuff when we're out.
At least nobody comes out and greets us anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So.
The 6-foot fence?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
I have multiple.
That will be included with the packet when it goes to.
Multiple pictures. You need them?
I don't.
You have them, right? You got the whole shebang. Okay. I got them too, so. All right. Anything else, ladies?
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
It's overwhelming your job, what you're doing.
Oh, and all the flyers.
The flyers on the floor.
Yeah, I was doing it.
We already sent them out.
Don't hold your breath in there.
We send the letters, I think, what, to the bank?
The bank's property.
Oh, yeah, that one's, empty.
The bank owns it.
Yeah.
Are they actually turning it?
No.
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 Of course not.
No, they're responsible.
Of the doors.
They what?
They're responsible for, did you say they're responsible for the maintenance?
They're responsible to pay it. A lot of banks don't. They just wait till they close on it.
Then they have less to pay.
Then they close up at the end again.
Because they only have, they have to pay 12 months.
They only have to pay 12 months. Whatever's owed, all they pay is 12 months.
Except for from the time they take title. From the time they take title forward, they owe it to you. But a lot of them still don't pay it until it actually sells. Then they pay the 12 months back and from CT forward.
I'll send an email. I still can swear I did every month, and it's two double payments. So.
I would move that we adjourn the meeting if there's nothing else.
I'm waiting.
I'll second. I'll second, whatever.
Thank you.
It's 7:43.